Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Early air travel. In 1782, French brothers Joseph Michel and Jacques-Étienne Montgolfier had an idea. The Montgolfier brothers, who were paper manufacturers, noticed that open paper bags placed above a fire would rise upwards. At first, the brothers believed it was the smoke rather than the heat that caused the bags to rise. Nevertheless, they thought they might be able to build an aircraft. After some experimenting, they built a balloon out of cloth and paper, and the first manned flight took place in 1783. More balloon flights followed, and in 1785, pilots Jean-Pierre Blanchard and John Jeffreys made the first ever flight across the English Channel. Because they had some letters with them, they also made the first ever international airmail delivery. The trip nearly ended in disaster when the balloon began to lose height. Blanchard and Jeffreys threw almost everything out of the balloon to stay in the sky. However, when the pilots landed in France, they still had the letters.
Questions. Number 13. What is one thing the Montgolfier brothers believed? Number 14. What is one reason the flight across the English Channel was significant? B. Garbage in Alaska. Many remote communities of Alaska are accessible only by small boat or light plane. This makes it difficult for unwanted appliances and electronics to be taken away and disposed of. Currently, the U.S. government provides some funding to local organizations to remove waste, but it is not enough. As a result, garbage sites are running out of space, and the garbage is affecting the quality of the soil and water. Trash is sometimes burned, but this sends dangerous chemicals into the air, which sometimes forces local schools to close. Unfortunately, the government support is coming to an end, so worried local organizations are rushing to remove as much waste as possible. Larger appliances and cars are being given priority, but smaller things like batteries and chemicals are being stored locally. Once funding ends, these organizations will need to find new ways to deal with waste and protect Alaska's environment.
Questions. Number 15. What is one problem that people in remote Alaskan communities face? Number 16. Why are local organizations concerned? C. Page by page. It is common for teachers to read fiction aloud in English lessons for elementary school students. Research in the U.S. showed it may also be valuable for older students, especially those who struggle with reading. Just a few minutes of being read to daily helped motivate students to read more on their own. It also expanded their vocabulary and helped them enjoy more sophisticated literature. Educators say that when a person is being read to, That person does not have to understand how words are spelled. Their brain is free to try to understand new concepts more deeply. In fact, educators in subjects other than English literature have recently been reading non-fiction books aloud to students. Some history or science teachers, for example, say they find it to be a useful supplement to traditional textbooks.
Questions. Number 17. What is one thing the research showed about reading fiction aloud to older students? Number 18. What have some educators been doing recently? D. Red Cloud's War. Red Cloud was a Native American leader who fought a war against the U.S. government in the 1860s. A chief of the Oglala Sioux tribe, Red Cloud began attacking government soldiers, travelers, and other people who entered the tribe's territory without permission. Although many Native American tribes had failed to prevent the invasion of their lands in the past, Red Cloud was able to defeat his enemies. He did this by getting the support of other tribes and using their combined strength to achieve victory. In 1868, the U.S. government signed the Treaty of Fort Laramie. This peace agreement stated that no white people would enter certain territory without permission. However, the U.S. government broke the agreement in 1874 when gold was discovered in Sioux territory. Red Cloud tried to negotiate peace, but war began once again. This time, his people lost and were removed from their land.
Questions. Number 19. Why was Red Cloud able to achieve victory in the 1860s? Number 20. What happened in 1874? E. Horse in Motion. In 1878, Edward Muybridge made Horse in Motion, which some people say is the world's first movie. However, it was created as a scientific experiment, not as entertainment. Because running horses move so fast, it is impossible for the human eye to see whether all four legs are ever in the air at the same time. To settle this question, Muybridge attempted to take multiple photos in a very short time. Movie cameras had not yet been invented, so Muybridge set up regular cameras at various positions along a racetrack. Each camera was attached to a wire, and as the horse's legs hit each wire, the camera took a picture. When the photographs were projected at high speed, people were amazed to see a moving image of a running horse whose feet were briefly all in the air at the same time.
Questions. Number 21. Why was Horse in Motion made? Number 22. What is one thing Edward Muybridge did to create Horse in Motion?
F. Mayan Discovery. The Mayan civilizations of Central America and Southern Mexico were at their height between AD 250 and 900. Using the latest technology, scientists recently surveyed hundreds of miles of ancient Mayan territory from an airplane. They discovered that the network of cities, highways, and walls was far larger than anyone had previously imagined. They also found that the Maya used sophisticated agricultural techniques, such as canals to deliver water to crops, which helped to feed a population of millions. Most of the newly discovered structures were buried deep in the jungle, which actually helped keep them in good condition. Remains of many other civilizations around the world have been destroyed by wars or farming activities. But thanks to the jungle swallowing up the Mayan cities, these structures have been preserved almost as they were over 1,000 years ago.
Questions. Number 23. What is one thing the speaker says about the Maya? Number 24. What do we learn about the newly discovered structures?